Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The entire Lenten season is to become like God. It starts, of course, with our focus on praying, fasting, and giving alms for our Father alone, who sees in secret and rewards with himself. A week ago, we heard the book of Leviticus tell us to be holy as God is holy. Saturday, we heard Jesus tell us, be perfect, teleos, as your Father is perfect. Today, we see one aspect of that perfection, which is a must for us as Christians. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. We see some steps along that path. The first step is to stop judging and you will not be judged. A few years ago, Pope Francis, when he was preaching on this gospel, explicitated quite a bit this first step. He says it's impossible for us not to judge, but we're supposed to judge first and foremost ourselves, supposed to accuse rather than excuse ourselves, to see how much we need God's mercy. So often we are the living example of that image of the plank and the speck, noticing the speck in everybody else's eyes, but failing to notice or remove the plank in our own. The first step in this growth of mercy is for us to recognize that we're sinners in need of a Savior, that we need mercy, that we, like St. Paul, say, of sinners I am the foremost. First step. Second step is when we do, having removed our plank, notice the specks in others, notice their need for mercy, rather than condemn and judge. We are to pray in reparation, to do this type of prayer for their sins. That's what happens in today's first reading from the book of Daniel. Great and awesome God, you keep your merciful covenant toward those who love you and observe your commandments. We have sinned, been wicked and done evil. We have rebelled and departed from your commandments and your law. We have not obeyed your servants. We don't separate ourselves from sinners, which is what the Pharisees themselves did, thinking that they were immune from this cancer of the soul. We unite ourselves with them. And we pray for them. That's why such an important prayer during the Lenten season, if not throughout every day, is the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, which we pray to the Lord in expiation for our sins and the sins of the whole world. We do so with confidence because we know that the Lord has mercy, compassion, forgiveness, as Daniel says, that he won't deal with us according to our sins. He wants to deal with us according to his merciful love. Then it brings to the third step, which is to bring others to that same mercy we recognize we need and they need. That's, I think, one of the most distinctive aspects of the life of St. Patrick, whom we celebrate today. St. Patrick, you know, claims that he didn't really even know the true God until he was 16, even though his father was a deacon there in England. But he was captured and sold into slavery at 16, and for 6 years, he was a slave, having to care for his master's flock. But during the day when he was with the sheep, and most of the time, most of the night, he himself was praying to the Lord. The Lord revealed himself to him. The Lord was good to him. The Lord showered him with his mercy. After 6 years in captivity, one night he had a dream in which he saw a boat leaving, and the Lord urged him to go meet that boat. It was a 200-mile journey away, but off he went with faith, like Abraham leaving Ur, following a dream, just like Joseph did over three different occasions. But there he went. He found the boat. He got on it. He converted those who were on the boat. Eventually arrived back home to the joy of his family. But he couldn't last there long. His thoughts were for those who had held him in captivity, for all the Irish who didn't really know the true God. And he desired to bring them the same mercy that he himself had received in getting to know God and being liberated from the Lord, being able to walk in his ways. He knew it wasn't going to be easy. He well knew the circumstance. He was going to be risking his life to do it. He was going to be spending his life to do it. But the mercy with which he was filled was the defining reality of his life. So he went to France to prepare to be a priest. Took 20 years there, from 23 to 43, to get ready for the mission. He was ordained a priest. He fasted. He prayed. He was eventually ordained a bishop so that he could make priests and found diocese when he returned. And off he went, and over the next 3 decades, totally poured himself out in trying to bring people God's merciful love. He would wake up every morning, as you know, as we prayed in the opening hymn today, with his Lorica, in which he was totally taking on to himself the reality of God and his mercy, and asking mercy incarnate Christ to be with him, before him, above him, beneath him, behind him, in front of him, on his left, on his right, in the mouth of everyone who would speak to him, in the ears of everyone who would hear him, in the eyes of everyone who would see him. He was immersed in the mercy of the Lord and sought to have others jump into that same ocean. Jesus tells us today, give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure packed together, shaken down and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. The whole way the economy of salvation works is this way. God gratuitously gives us himself before we ever ask for it or need it. But then that gift is in turn a task, to be able to order our life according to that type of loving. And when our heart expands according to that type of love, then we're able to receive even more. As it expands more, we're able to receive more. And onward in this cycle of growth, this spiral upward. St. Patrick received the mercy of the Lord. He responded in good and even great measure. The Lord was able to pour out more mercy in him and through him. And it continued to grow all the way until eternity, where his capacity for mercy grows still as he prays for us. May we follow his example as we receive now what gave him strength, and ask that same Lord, mercy incarnate, to be with us before, behind, above, below, right, left, and that we might look with mercy at all those whom we see, who hear us, and to encounter us. Praise be Jesus Christ. Amen.